KFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stones.
Kusapja here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop?
Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop?
Transformers, defenders of truth, robots who fight.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TFYLP, Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 299. Recorded September 1st, 2018. I am your host, Ron Land. I almost said August. A.K.A. Weird Wolf. Along with me this evening is Anna Pope. Your mic's muted.
Hi.
Christian Russell.
Hello.
And Peter Chavez.
Hello.
Well, we were originally supposed to have Trent Troop on with us today as a special guest. To talk about 3D printing and everything, basically creating parts for your toys and, but unfortunately he's unreachable right now. I don't know why I can't get a hold of him. I blame myself though, because I was running about 20 minutes late, didn't get everything started till a little bit later. So he may have thought, hey, screw this. I'm not going to do it. But if we can get him on later, that's great. As such, we're going to have to muddle through this and see what we can talk about on our own on the subject. I think amongst us, though, we've got enough people that we can figure this out. And I've bought several things off of Shapeways before. I've bought I don't know if you can see this little baggie, but these are not Shapeways, but these are non-F produced. Plastic guns. They're the weapons for like the mini bots. What was that? Oh. Took a snapshot.
I think I took a snapshot. Sorry.
Yeah, it showed up on my screen and then disappeared immediately. It's like weird.
Yeah.
Showed up on my watch.
I couldn't see your baggie because all I can see is Peter.
Oh, well, let's see here. If I can hold that up. Still
it's
can't
very,
see it.
Very small. No, very small. My whole screen is taken up by Peter.
Oh.
It's a good sight, though.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, if it, Christian, I don't know if yours operates the same way as mine on Skype, but if you go up and hit the little bubbles for each one of our thing, it will split it apart into four little quadrants, or each quadrant for each person you click on.
Nope.
Will yours do that? No?
Nope.
Oh, you're on your phone, though. That's why it's different. But anyway, we're going to talk about creating your own toys today, basically. Trent Troop has a lot of experience in stuff. He's behind the BMOG. I don't know if you've ever experienced any of those, but they're quite cool. I have a couple of them. You know, they're little creatures that you can basically take apart, make individual weapons, make one big weapon. They're very customizable, very very versatile little toys, and I love BMOG. We've actually had Trent on the episode before. I forget what episode it was. It was at least a year or two ago, and he talked briefly about BMOG then. This episode wasn't going to be about me BMOG specifically, but we've also got a gallery on tftalk.net. So if you want to go to tftalk.net and click on episode 299, you'll see a small gallery of images that Trent has shared with us, things that he's worked on, I believe a lot of them, if not all of them, are available through his Shapeways account. And maybe if he can't get on later in this episode, he can come on in a future episode and further explain out the things that they are seen in that gallery. But there's some really cool stuff in there, so I went ahead and shared it anyway, and hope you guys enjoy that. And it also gives you a good idea of what we're talking about. If you're not really familiar with what 3D printing is, which, you know, in this day and age, you've been under a rock, seriously. but you know, 3D printing is taking a CAD file and basically using a plastic printer and printing them out. Shapeways does that on a mass-produced professional level. You can get them of varying qualities from Shapeways. I've gotten several things from Shapeways, some things that are really great items and some that just didn't really meet my expectations. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But before we go into that, let's do a little bit of Ouch My Wallet this week. I know, Peter, you said you had an Ouch My Wallet. You want to talk about that?
Sure. It's been a pretty light week. Last week I had a pretty heavy week. But this week I managed to come up with a couple of fire stars.
Oh.
One for me and one for my buddy Flux Convoy. His is sitting over on the other side of the room there. And then I also got this, I'm still working on it, the KBB Waltertron kit, little baby Megatron. Comes on sprues. You put them together like a Gundam kit. So I'm going to be working on him in the background here. But yeah, he's a fun little thing. He's about 3 3/4 inch, 4 inch size. Transforms. I've got my floor polish over here. I'm tightening some stuff up.
Yeah, but, yeah. So always keep it handy.
Yep. But yeah, that was it. Pretty light week. Next week should be a little bit heavier. Or if I'm, next time we talk, it'll be some good stuff, I'm hoping.
Yeah, the only thing I've really got, I didn't get anything new this week, but last week I showed it in boxes. I hadn't had a chance to open it, but I do have it now, and that's this cool guy here. It's Make Toys.
The Iron Will?
Iron Will, yeah. I was trying to remember what their name for him was, but it's basically Highbrow.
Hardhead.
Headmaster. I'm sorry, Hardhead. Why did I think Highbrow?
You're on this podcast.
Yes. I feel very disjointed. It's one of those things where I've been caught off guard today and everything's not going as planned, such as live podcasting.
That's okay. We still like you.
Yes.
Yeah. You're okay.
I hope so. Yeah. I need people like me. Christian, you got anything new this week?
I did get something new. I also got fire stars, like Peter mentioned, but I got something really kind of important, and everyone might be jealous of me right now because Walmart sucks, but I did get this.
And it's a nice package, too.
It's so nice. I've never had a G1 Devastator before.
Never seen that before.
No, okay, cool.
No idea.
Great. I've never had one before, and just when I pulled it out of the box, I just went, wow, the packaging is incredible. I don't know if it's higher quality than it was in G1 because that was 32 years ago, but man, it's cool.
So you ordered that online from the Walmart site?
I did.
Okay.
I thought about doing smashing.
Nope, no smashing. This one came a little bent up here with the flappy bit, but I bent it back and it's fine.
Okay.
I know a lot of people have had issues with that sort of stuff, but I got lucky.
Nothing beats G1 style packaging. I'm sorry. It just has its own charm and beauty to it.
And I've never had anything like that before, so it's cool to have them now.
I mean, it's like I've already got a reissue Hot Rod, and I still want to get the Hot Rod just to keep it in the box, even though it's like
Hot Rod?
Yeah, even though it's backwards.
Yeah.
You know, I still want to get it just to keep it in the box, to pick it up and say, you know, this is what a G1 Hot Rod looks like in the box, you know. But
I kind of want a Bumblebee, and now I put that out on the internet and everyone can hear it forever and everyone knows how much I hate Bumblebee. But I kind of want to reissue Bumblebee. It seems like one of those classic molds you need to have, and I've never had one.
Yeah, he's
you need one.
He's pretty awesome.
Seems like a good one with the cartoon accurate head. So
yeah, the new face.
For it.
Yeah. New, it's 15 years old, but yeah,
yeah, newish face. New for us.
Right.
I thought about getting the something off of Walmart.com, but just seeing all the horror stories and how many people's getting like literally mashed boxes and them sending them in an unprotected bubble or an unprotected paper bag, essentially.
Yeah, like a bag, not even a bubble mailer, just in a bag, completely flat.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Too. The Starscream was kind of interesting after it being delayed for 3 weeks or so, because it up until Wednesday, it said it was shipping on August 17th, which has passed a long, long time ago. And then they just decided, without telling me, to overnight it. They didn't charge me for it or anything, but they overnighted it from California to North Carolina. I was like, thanks?
Can't complain about that?
I can't, but it's weird. I mean, after so much delay, why would they suddenly decide it needs to get there right now? I don't know.
It's Walmart.
I guess.
I mean, I would like to think that they heard all the horror stories and people complaining from the hot rod issues and all that stuff, and they just felt like making it right. But I don't want to give them that much credit.
I don't know.
I mean, like I said, though, I've thought about ordering from the Walmart website, but I don't want to do the crapshoot and get something that's been demolished, because a couple of the things that I want to get, I'm probably just going to keep sealed, like the hot rod, and probably a couple of the mini bots, because, you know, I'm just going to wait and see if I can find them in store, which we may never get them actually in store here, the way Walmart here in the U.S. is. I know they got them in Canada, which, you know, I'm jelly. But truth be told, though, I either own the molds already, or I have experienced them before, because, you know, I like had almost all the entirety of G1. So it's not like I want to experience the mold for the first time, but it's just having the Minty in that kind of packaging. I mean, it's very close to the original. It's not identical, but it's very close. And
you won't regret it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I really, really want it. I mean, just the mere fact that they replaced Fire Blast back with Firepower is a happiness to me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it does say that.
I'm hoping that they do come back to the U.S., stores.
If they don't show up in stores at Walmart in the U.S. or whatever, you know you're going to find them in Chicago. There's going to be some dealer next month with a booth that has all sorts
but
of...
But I don't want to pay the double prices, though, and exorbitant prices. I'm like,
might be able to talk down on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Anna, you have an Ouch My Wallet this week?
Unfortunately, I have like 14. But I'm going to try to split it up because hopefully I don't buy anything between this and next week. So I'm going to feature that I went ahead and indulged and found a set
Coulter.
This guy and this guy.
Oh, you pretty much got the whole DJD, didn't you?
Oh, by pretty much, you mean that I just haven't had time to open this box yet. Got a really good deal on them, so the problem with it is that even though I got a really good deal on them, there's several figures that aren't released yet that now I have to get, because of course I have to complete the set. I love teams, so I gotta have them all.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, we've waited for a long time on those guys, but I'm excited for them to come too.
Yep.
Yeah, they should be pretty cool, but this guy here is just so cool. I opened him up like 2 days ago, and I just can't stop messing with him.
Oh, yeah.
One of those figures you just can't put down.
Way more poseable than I'm used to, and I really like the flexibility on figures in the first place. I used to collect more of the like Figma and SH Figuarts type stuff before I got back into Transformers heavy, so I really miss that poseability, and he has all of it, so it's super cool. Even though I don't know the character that well yet, because I'm still getting through more than meets the eye, but...
Oh, you're going to love him. Tarn is the best.
Yeah, he's pretty entertaining so far.
You know, I mean, the thing is like, if you handle a G1 figure, you go back and handle a G1 figure after not handling one in a long, long time, and you've been handling modern figures, and you pick up a G1, you're like, man, this thing doesn't even have ankle tickle. It doesn't even have arms. You know, it's a shock. But at the same time, it still has its own charm. You know, I mean, I can pick up. Yeah, I mean, I can pick up my skull cruncher like right here, you know, and you know, he's his arms basically do this, and that's about it, you know. And his feet are pretty much just the alligator back, just swiveled around. But the thing is back in the 80s, didn't care. That was the way it was. And a lot of people sat there and bashed G1 for him being so primitive, essentially, compared to modern toys. But, you know, that's the way they were. And they weren't meant to be, you know, I guess, posable shelf warmers or, you know, hey, this looks good on a shelf. They were meant to be played with, not just look cool. They look cool, but they were also meant to be played with. I have a feeling, and I kind of wonder, you know, I don't want to diverge too much from our topic tonight, but I'm going to kind of ask you guys, do you feel, in your opinion, that today's toys are more aimed at like a casual mess with toy, as it were? You know, you get it down off the shelf, mess with it a little bit, don't actually have a little play battle with it, you know, if you were a kid. Do you think they're more of less a, more or less a posable visual item rather than an actual toy, as it were? I mean, back in the day, I did display mine on a shelf, but I didn't really buy them because I wanted to see them, how cool they look together on a shelf. You know, I mean, that's the adult me doing it. But how do you guys feel about that?
Can I share my thoughts? Sure. On it? Because I have some strong
yes.
First thoughts on it is that every time that Hasbro does do that, they display so loudly.
Your audio is really messed up.
Oh, sorry about that. Can you hear me better now?
It's like your mic thing. Oh, say something.
It's like you turned into Soundwave.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
no, you sound better now. You sound better now.
You're good now.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take it. So like I was saying, so I feel like every time Hasbro does do that, they do make the like just toy figures. We complain about it so loudly that they get the feedback that that's the wrong decision. Like, you know, there's been a lot of pushback with Cyberverse. There's a lot of pushback with like the one step changers from the movies and all those types of figures that I feel like we're really kind of giving the feedback that that's the wrong decision these days. As the loud collectors, because I don't think that many 7-year-olds get on the internet and complain about figures.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You'd be surprised nowadays.
True enough.
Okay, I'll go. I have a 10-year-old, and he's been playing with Transformers since I've been putting them in his hands. So he's been growing up with the figures for like, I don't know, the last... His first figures were movie figures, but he plays with them. He has Triptychon, he has Fortress Maximus, he has most of the combiners, he has, yeah, and he plays with them. They, you know, he enjoys them. He does pose them on the shelf, like they're on, like you and I did when we were kids, but they're not just for the shelf. He pulls them down, they have their big mass battles, and he is completely repulsed by the Cyberverse stuff right now. We looked at it in stores,
yeah. And
he was like, I have no interest in any of that. He wants the, you know, Power of the Primes, Titans Return, the more, you know, it's not Masterpiece level, the more middling level stuff. And
Cyberverse, to use an old 80s Valley Girl saying, gag me with a spoon. That was totally lost on Christian. You can tell he's not familiar with it. Nope. He goes, what?
Sorry, guys.
Like, gag me with a spoon, as if.
Just not alone.
He's like, okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I totally agree with you on the Cyberverse stuff. But yeah, now, your son, does he like transform them frequently or during his play battles?
Yep. The bases get transformed constantly in and out of, you know, base mode to robot mode. The smaller ones, he transforms them. You know, he's a little bit rough with them, but they're not my toys.
Hey, they're toys.
yeah, they're toys. Let him play. But yeah, he gets a kick out of transforming them. He plays with them like action figures. He plays with them like cars and jets when they need to, you know, be in those modes. And he goes to town. So,
yeah. Anna, you just getting ready to say something?
Oh, no.
Oh, I saw you doing this there.
no, I just move a lot.
Christian, what about you? What are your feelings on modern figures versus the brickish of G1?
Well, I know I don't collect G1 because they're brickish, except Micromasters. I collect those because I'm crazy. I don't know. I like micro play, but
you like small things.
I do. It's the best. The best example I have of my collecting philosophy on modern stuff versus G1 is that I really want a Raiden.
Ooh.
And the only one that exists is G1 Raiden, and I can't bring myself to get it because one, it's expensive. And two, it's not going to be the toy I want it to be. I want a new Raiden that can move and pose and be not a just, fun toy to mess around
with. Not just
with.
Be a stick there.
Yeah. I am so surprised that neither Hasbro, Takara, or any third-party company has... They haven't taken on the train bots, and it's such a no-brainer to me. It's like an obvious submission, you know?
There's a rumor that Toy World's doing it.
I hope finally. That rumor comes to pass, yeah, because that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I say I collect toys, and I definitely prefer the Generation stuff to, like, Masterpiece stuff, I have both, but I prefer Generation stuff, I can't bring myself to collect the toys like Cyberverse or One Step Changers or anything like that.
I mean, I know we've had the discussion on here before, you know, with, like, the quick change-ish or relatively quick-changing Generation 1 figures versus the more complex modern figures where, you know, you've got all these panels and all these, you know, some of the modern figures are just a little bit more involved than a G1 typically was. Although they have, in all honesty, gotten better. There was several years there, that they were, I want to say, like, around the movie time, first movie time, they were, like, so overly complex. I mean, you'd, like, to have a play battle with Revenge of the Fallen Leader Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, he's a truck. Like, okay, wait a minute. And you pause your play battle for 30 minutes to transform it into robot mode.
You're speaking like my language.
It's like crying out loud, you know.
Yep.
And even back in 2001, whenever I first got Super Speedbreaker from Car Robots, it was slightly before RID started hitting shelves. You know, I thought it was a great toy, but I'm like... Or a great figure, but as a toy, I'm like, man, this thing looks great, but I would have hated it as a kid. Because
as a kid, I couldn't transform him.
It would take me 10 minutes as an adult just to transform him because of all the little fiddly bits, and he basically just, like, stuffs in on himself, and then his shell forms around that ball. And I'm like, I would have hated him as a kid because he would have took too long to transform. He would have probably stayed on my shelf while I was playing with the other toys, to be honest. And he was actually the norm at the time. And that was scary. That scared me. You know, I really feared for the brand as a future if toys continued that way. And I'm glad that they kind of saw that and kind of remedied that with Armada. Armada kind of simplified it down a little bit, got a little more chunky. And a lot of people didn't like that, you know. It looks too play school or something. No, it was going back to its roots, if you really think about it. And I really appreciate the Unicron trilogy for that, actually, kind of bringing it back to ground level, as it were. You guys have any other thoughts on those?
I want to say that it is possible to have a pretty fancy figure that transforms quickly. Not to harp on what's right by my left hand right now, but this guy took, like, what, 2 minutes to transform? I think I timed myself because I had heard that it was relatively simple. I was like, that's cool because he looks pretty okay in tank mode because, you know, it's kind of an awkward tank mode that's accurate. But the robot mode is fantastic, and you can change it back and forth pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible. It's just probably expensive from an engineering perspective to make figures that are both pretty and relatively quick.
Yeah. Control Mage 86 in the live chat here. he says a good point. I always find it strange that people complain about posability when I see so many pictures of collections that are all in bot mode, standing straight up with their arms down. It's like you got all this posability, but you don't pose them.
Correct.
I'll share mine later. Most of them are dancing.
I'm going to take my camera off real quick here and see if I can show something that I do with some of my toys. Let's see here. Knocking things over. I don't know if you can see, but I've actually, in my Detolf shelf here, I've actually got a little scene made up there. Got Fans Toys Sovereign, you know, Galvatron. He's kind of pointing or dressing down Octane, and then you got Cyclonus and Scourge looking on, and all the Sharktacons and the little the Quintessons there. I try to set up little scenes where I can. I don't like just standing them in a pose. Now I do have a few shelves that are a little packed that, you know, they're pretty much just standing up there. There's no room to really pose them. Another thing, I've got some posed and some, you know, at least, like these guys here. Let's see, move the camera. You know, it's like I got the Fans Toys Mind Wipe there. He's kind of like doing a back at you type pose. You know, it's one thing to pose them, but I'm talking more like let's play. You know, I mean, the adult collectors, if you really think about it, are the only ones that really bitch about posability, you know, and stuff. Because I think we're looking at it from an adult perspective. You know, we want our toys to be posable, but at the same time, like, oh, it's too complex. You know, if you look at this fandom, you will know immediately that nobody's ever happy about anything. There's always going to, you find the announcement of a great toy, great looking toy, or what you think is a great looking toy, invariably there's going to be at least one or two responses. This thing is trash. Burn it. Kill it with fire. You know, there's always going to be that person, that guy in the group. And, you know, don't let that bring you down. I mean, everybody's got their own opinion. I'm sure I love figures that that some people hate. And then I hate certain figures that some people love. You know, that's my taste. Everybody here on this show has their own opinion on those. But I think we've kind of rabbit trailed a little too much there. But I mean, it's an interesting discussion. And I was kind of curious on your thoughts on that subject. Let's move on to I got hiccups. Let's move on to the 3D printing, and basically, I call this episode Create Your Own, because essentially you can either create your own toy, like Trent did with the B-Mog, and certain things. He's even went so far as to make, I want to say Pretender shells, the Dino King Pretender shells. Mm-hmm. On Shapeways, so essentially it's a toy by itself that you can combine with Prime Masters or Titan Masters or whatever. I thought those were awesome. I really thought about getting one, and I'm like, oh, you got to paint them. Like, I don't have the time nor patience to do that. I want a complete toy if I buy it, but I do appreciate the effort that he put forth on those. But creating your own toys, you can either create your own toys or enhance the toys that you have. Christian, you showed a wonderful example of essentially creating your own toy using an existing toy. Right there. You want to show it off? Oh, yeah. Minerva.
All right, so this started out life as a Titans Return getaway. And then a Reaper label set got her halfway there. And then I bought a new faceplate on Shapeways that I painted horribly. Now you can all see it. And now she looks like Minerva. Now it was a stock toy with some extra bits and some extra TLC. And now she's a totally different character.
Minerva Van Gogh.
I guess. Do you want to see the terrible paint again to make it look that way?
She looks good.
Yeah, she does.
I'm jealous. I want one.
Right, I'm pretty now, sure that's my Ollie's has face. All sorts. It is a Trent face. He has, and Trent makes these wonderful faceplate upgrades for pretty much whatever character you want, including weird things like Sogmaster from Cap'n Crunch from the 80s. Buy all that stuff. I don't know. Yeah, they're really good stuff. It's really good stuff. But yeah, if you want to make your own Minerva, buy the thing from Trent, and also my Ollie's. All the Ollie's right now, they've got all the Toys R Us stuff. So my Ollie's is just slapped full with Hot Rods and Double Crosses and Getaways and Trigger Happies and whatever. So go buy fodder for your customs.
Remember when Titan Returns Getaway was rather difficult to get a hold of? Mm-hmm. Now they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, in Ollie's anyway. Yeah, there's other things. You can actually create new characters, or you can actually enhance characters, much like what he has there. What do you have there?
Generations Nightbeat, and thanks to some adapters and a chest plate, he's now taller and more accurate. He got a cool new gun from Shapeways. Mm-hmm. And then I got another adapter so he can be a headmaster.
Yes.
And I just pulled his entire neck assembly out. But you know, it's the new pieces that enhance the character.
Mm-hmm.
I like Nightbeat. I wanted a better Nightbeat, so I made my own.
I actually took the Go Shooter, the United Go Shooter, that was from Million Magazine Publishing Go Shooter. Mm-hmm. And I took the Go Shooter that came, the head that came with Wheelie, Legends Wheelie. And I put the adapter on that, did the adapter kit on it, so I actually have a Headmaster Go Shooter now.
Nice.
It's pretty sweet. I'm really happy with that one. And the colors match just so well on it, too.
Oh, yeah, I think they're exactly, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's almost like they planned it.
just so bad, too bad that they didn't like make an adapter kit that they just automatically included with the Titan Masters. That would have been so awesome. It's like, you know, like some kind of universal kit that could have just, you know, if you were willing to take your toy apart, you know, here, put this little adapter in there and make your toy a Titan Master. But thank you for Shapeways and everything, and there's all kinds of different versions out there from Shapeways. I know Insane Galvatron made an adapter, and I think several other different adapters are out there. You know, I got the ones from, I think I got like one of the very first ones that Insane Galvatron ever made. I think he might have been the first person to actually put adapters up there. And the fit on them isn't quite the way I'd like. I don't know if there's actually better adapters out there, but it works, and I'm happy. You know, as long as I can put the Titan Master on there, turn it upside down, and it don't just fall off, I'm great. You know. So you guys have any experiences, thoughts on 3D printing and creating your own toys? Let's do this little round table here.
Okay. Anna, you want to go first?
Oh, I can go first.
Ladies first.
So, I requested we do this topic because I recently finally did the arduous task of actually putting together a complete figure that I got off Shapeways, and was really excited as I put it together and painted it, how it was looking and how it was working and how it's the exact same thing in a lot of ways as one of the figures I already showed because I'm repetitive today. But, you know, I bought this little boss that Ariel Lemon made and put on Shapeways, and I just thought it was so fantastic that I was able to basically buy a Gundam S sprue kit for a figure that wasn't available otherwise, because there isn't a boss this size otherwise, and put it together. And it's also a Target Master, which you guys might know is kind of my weakness. And yeah, I thought it was awesome, and it took a really long time to paint, but it was a lot of fun. So, have any of the rest of you gotten complete figures off Shapeways?
I have not.
Off of Shapeways, yes and no. Ariel Lemon, great designer, made a kit that I originally bought, and I ended up kind of tossing it because I bought it in the wrong material for a little rewind figure. Ooh. And then Nanef took the design and he did some injection molding and made it like that. We had to wait for it a little bit. It was a little bit delayed, but once the actual figure came in, I mean, he transforms into a data slug and does everything you need him to do. Holds little weapons and real happy with him. But yeah, the original kit was available and it still might be available on Shapeways. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised somebody hasn't made like little conversion kits. You could take like a USB stick and take the housing off of it and put it inside of a Shapeways transformer, and it basically a transformer that's actually a working USB stick, much like the Ravage and the Tigatron and stuff that came out several years ago, but you know, custom made ones. I would like to see like mini cassettes made into those. That would be really awesome.
That would be neat.
Somebody needs to do that. Hint, hint. Trent, if he were on here, maybe. But I mean, you would have to be willing to take apart an actual functioning USB stick to take the cover off of it, and which, you know, inside the USB stick is just essentially a little circuit board, and it's like the size of your thumbnail, so if that. Mm-hmm. So all that's just got to fit in there and find a way to cover up the connector port, and you have it.
Yep.
So let's see here, Peter, you went, and Christian, have you went yet?
No. I'm careful with what I get from Shapeways now. I don't get anything that's articulated. I bought some hands for Human Alliance Bumblebee. And putting them together, they just crumbled into nothingness. So I don't buy articulated pieces anymore. That said, I buy guns and face plates, upgrade kits, you know, all day and night. Just things that move, I'm not as confident in anymore.
Yeah, Shapeways has changed up a lot of their materials and stuff. Was it late last year or early this year? And they eliminated like the black high def acrylate, and it, you're pretty much stuck with just the what do they call it, natural or processed? It's I don't know, whatever type of plastic it is. It's kind of rough, and it doesn't, I don't know, it dies.
It's not smooth like the other, black was.
Right, the black high def acrylate was kind of more tough, and it was smooth, but they also have the ultra smooth, ultra detail or whatever it's called, and that stuff is nice. It has a nice, it takes paint, and you know, you can do stuff with it. But it, like Christian was saying, it falls apart. If you add any pressure to it, it shatters. And that's no fun when you just spent, you know, $30 for a bunch of little pieces and they're all just crumbled into nothingness.
But, yeah, I forget what material I bought that. It was the metal flecked one, the metallic.
Okay.
And it just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was curious about that because so far this guy's been really stable and he moves really well and holds poses and all that stuff. So maybe I just got lucky. Because, you know, my brain's telling me I should buy a whole bunch of things like this and put them all together. But if you all are sharing horror stories, I might be a little more shy.
It's been several years since I did that. I did it definitely before they changed up the material again. So who knows where they're at now. It's just I had that early experience and now I'm a bit cautious.
I have a bunch of things in my cart at Shapeways that I just haven't pulled the trigger on yet. I'm excited to get them, but I'm also apprehensive of working on them. Like I was really into the Creons for a little bit. So I made helmets and got weapons for everybody. He's my little motor master. He's got little cool feet to look like, you know, little truck feet.
Oh, neat.
Makes him a little taller, you know. So I got almost all the individual Creons with upgrades of some sort. So helmets and weapons and, you know, make added height, backpacks, whatever. So that's fun. But it's in this this material, white, strong, flexible polish. And it paints well, it seems, you know. But it has this, like, rough texture a little bit, so sometimes you have to like fill it in. But other things like their black high def acrylate, I have an example here that I painted up. Is this high def acrylate? No, this is ultra detail. This is ultra frosted detail. It's my stakeout figure.
That's so cool.
Ooh.
And he came out really smooth. His face broke when I was assembling the head, and it's a little bit crooked because I had the way I had to glue his head back together. It's on a ball joint, so you can move it and stuff. New chest plate. And it's really smooth. It's really nice. It took paint.
And what was the base figure for that?
This was either a Prowl or a Streetwise from Combiner Wars. I don't remember which one. I think it was a Prowl. But yeah, just paint the whole figure and got them all done up. But that was, yeah, that's one of their smoother ones, which, again, you have to be really careful on the parts that move, because tabs and posts and all that, they'll snap right off with no pressure. It's ridiculous. Some other examples that I have for projects, this isn't anywhere near done, but it's my my needle nose. I have the club needle nose, but I really wanted them to have the wings, and the wings were only for, like, Gen 1 needle nose, but the wings were only available for the skydive mold. So I got the head, and it's in this white polished material, so it does okay, but I fill some things in and smooth it out, and
I think that's one of my biggest complaints, and I completely understand why it's printed, 3D printed plastic. You know, it's not going to have, because, you know, a lot of people, I think they're shocked whenever they first get their very first 3D printed item from Shapeways. It's like, it feels very, it almost has a felty feel to it. If you get, like, the rough, it's very grainy, not smooth. Yeah, it's not smooth. It's not smooth. It's a very textured, and this is even on the smooth textured ones. It has a very grainy feel to it, and I think a lot of people are turned off by that initially because they were expecting, you know, like the smooth ABS, you know. But you got to understand, this is molded plastic. You know, molded plastic, you know, it's melted and shot into a smooth mold, and it maintains the smoothness that it got from the mold. Whereas, you know, if it were shot out of a little nozzle like the 3D printed stuff was, it would wind
layer
up,
by layer
yeah,
by
it
layer.
Would wind up very grainy like that too. And I'm sure there's extra process in there, some kind of refining process that also adds to the graininess. That's not to say that the Shapeways products are bad. They're just not the same. They may be ABS plastic or that type of plastic, just not the same texture.
Right. And you have to manage your expectations when you're getting these plastics. Some of them are, you know, really grainy. Like there's one called Sandstone or something, and it's really, really rough. But it's also really cheap. So if you want to get a model and you want to, you know, paint it up or whatever, that's available, and it's less expensive. If you want some stuff that's a little stronger, a little smoother, you're going to pay a little bit more. But again, it's not going to be ABS injection molded plastic. So a lot of expectation management.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that. When you get a figure like this, like, you know, like your rewind, my boss, where do you display them? Do you display them just with your other figures, or do you have to put them off by themselves? They do look a little bit different. Like, I think it looks good, but it did look kind of weird when I set it up with my, like, MP level figures to be their target master.
For my rewind, he's sitting on my Chrome Dome shoulder. It's the Fans Project Code figure with the render form head, the Chromey Modern render form head, I believe. And so I just have them sitting on Domi's shoulder, and it looks like they belong together, because they do. So that works out. But for Stakeout hangs out with the other wreckers, and I don't know. My Creon stuff is kind of off to the side, so it's not with the normal stuff.
You know, as far as, like, full-on figures, I haven't really dived into the buying of full-on figures. Simply for the reason I don't trust this type of plastic with, like Christian said, I don't trust a lot of moving parts with it. It's hard enough making a ball joint that would work well with this type of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have reservations of buying a full-on figure unless, like, you know, we mentioned earlier, Trent Troop's the Pretender shells for Titan Masters. Though they don't have to move, they're just static.
Right, they're static.
Static toys. Yeah. That I wouldn't have a problem with buying. The only thing that prevented me personally was the fact that I would have to paint them, and, you know, I'm lazy. Not just lazy, I just don't have a whole lot of free time to do something like that. Plus, I live in a home where we have a dog and not a lot of room to put something to let it dry. So, you know, it's one of those things that I shy away from full-on figures for that reason, but upgrade kits or upgrade accessories, and I'm going to show off a couple right here, and these are couple things. I actually mentioned these on a show several months ago when I got them in. And what these are, the Legends Target Masters that comes with the Legends. For example, Legend Hot Rod came with a little Firebolt. You stand him next to Masterpiece Hot Rod, and he's about the same size a Target Master should be for Masterpiece Hot Rod. And rather than buying a whole new Hot Rod just so I could get a Target Master, I went on Shapeways and got this little adapter that's got a 5mm hole in it, and he slides right down in there, and he's got the like the Masterpiece style hand grips.
Oh, so it actually clips in the Masterpiece
hand. Yeah, and it's an adapter.
Sweet.
You know, in principle, it's great. It's a great idea. In execution, not so much. I find that as you can tell on the black piece here, which is the one I wanted to use, I had to try to start trimming some plastic off because it did not fit in the clips or in the handhold. And furthermore, the 5mm hole was not necessarily 5mm. It was like 4.9. So the Target Master will fit in there, but it's a really tight fit and he won't go very far. Now the white plastic is a better fit for the 5mm peg hole, but yet a much looser fit on the handhold. So, you know, this one here, I got it shaved down to where it would actually clip into the hand, but it wouldn't. The Target Master wouldn't fit in the peg hole. Now this one here, the Target Master would fit in the peg hole, but he wouldn't clip into the hand. So, you know, this was like $15 kind of flushed down the drain. But it was a good gamble. I like the concept, and I'm sure there's some other Masterpieces that may have bigger hands that these might have fit better. But the small hands on Masterpiece Hot Rod, which is what I wanted, it didn't work quite well. But this thing is out there. These things are out there, and it's a really great idea. You could literally make any Target Master, even like the Master Shooters that Insane Galvatron made. You could turn any of those that's got the 5mm peg into a Target Master that would fit on a Masterpiece. And that's what I like. I like that. You know, upgrade kits. I'm trying to think what else. You know, you had Christian had the faceplate there. What's other examples of upgrade kits that I've bought? I'm trying to think. Oh, swords. Dinobots. The
non-F kit.
The non-F kit. But before the non-F kit, or before I discovered the non-F kit, I got a sword for my Power of the Primes Grimlock off of Shapeways, and it was in the red printed plastic, which typically comes rather rough, but, you know, I figure it's a sword, you know, who cares? And it's supposed to be an Energon sword, so, you know, it's you know, vibrating with Energon, so it's going to be rough. So I got it, and it's a rather large sword, but I might even have it here. Oh, it's not a large sword, but here it is, actually. And it's basically just a G1 Grimlock design, Grimlock sword looks design. It looks good, and the quality is good. You know, it's not flimsy. It's, you could stab somebody with this sucker. It's good and sharp. and it's good and smooth. The problem I have is that, again, should be 5mm, and he is like flop, 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 flop in the hand. So I tried to use it in a Combiner War, or I'm sorry, a Power of the Primes. Try to get the fist hole out here. Don't have fingernails. I hate that. All right. But yeah, you fit it. This one, it might fit. Yeah. Yeah, it fits in that, but there's the problem. Yeah. It's just a very, very loose fit. Again, you know, that's where something like this comes in handy. I could just coat the hilt of the sword in the nail polish and let it dry, and that should solve that problem. But this was what I was using as my sword and on my Power of the Primes Grimlock, which gave him a weapon. You know, I felt he was sorely missing a rifle or a sword. And then I discovered the non-F swords. And also, I got a piece, a repro piece from Reproman on Facebook. I actually got the Power of the Primes Hunger rifle. It's like it's like a upgrade, upsized G1 Hunger rifle. Mm-hmm. It's like an upgraded Hunger rifle that fits in Power of the Prime Hunger's hands, and also looks really great in Power of the Prime Abominus's hands. It's, you know, just the right size. And I guess he threw it in as a free gift, but it was a oversized sword, and it's probably twice the length of this one. And it looks great in Volcanicus's hand. I mean, he's actually holding a sword, not a dagger, as it were, with that. You guys have any other thoughts on upgrade kits and accessories from Shapeways? Go ahead,
Anna. I was just curious, do we think that's a fair expectation? Because you were talking about having to, you know, basically you would have to polish or sand most of the parts that you get.
Usually any part that I get from... Absolutely. Any part that I get from Shapeways, I usually have to alter it in some way just to get it to work the way it's designed.
I had to completely make my own pegs to get Boss to go together. Just the pegs that came with it didn't work, so I just fashioned my own out of the sprues he came on, which was no big deal to me, but I know that for some people, they feel like, you know, this thing was, I think it markets for like $30, $33 in the regular plastic. So I know for some people, they feel like when you spend that much money, you shouldn't have to make alterations. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious how people feel about that.
Again, it's expectation management. If you know what you're getting into, or kind of you know, talk to your peers or whoever else that's already experienced this stuff, then you should know that you're going to have to put some work into it. Elbow grease is standard with Shapeways products.
Yeah. You know, and it should be said that, you know, you can always, like Christian held up the TDW upgrade sets. Those are mass-produced, actually, you know, they're produced by a company. Sets, their upgrade set,
molded.
And that's a little bit different. I mean, yes, it's the same. I mean, you're getting an upgrade kit for an existing toy, but you know, whenever you talk about like these Shapeways weapons, a guy did these. You know, a guy sat down at his computer with a CAD file, uploaded it to Shapeways, and one person is responsible for this. Where you may have several people that may be responsible for the mass produced upgrade kits. This right here, this guy may have sold 100 of these swords, whereas the upgrade set, you know, there'll be several thousands of those. So
let's go somewhere in the middle then, where you have stuff like Nonef and Renderform making press molded pieces for broadside or heads or whatever. So I'm way more inclined to buy something like that. And I bought several Nonef kits.
Yeah, there's kind of three that's on the top of my head. One of them is borderline mass produced, and that would be Dr. Wu. Dr. Wu stuff is you can generally get those at a online store, and they can. I would tend to lean toward more mass produced for Dr. Wu. Mm-hmm. But then you have non-F and Renderform, and those are just single dudes, essentially. Mm-hmm. Well, I know Azeem's got somebody else helping him with Renderform, but essentially it's Azeem Vinksta that sits down and designs this stuff in CAD, and he's got some really great stuff. I got the Universe 2.0 Silverbolt, or not Silverbolt, well, it was an upgrade Skyjack kit. Yeah, make him into Skyjack. That was one of my very first kits I got. The one that I do have still is turning the Transformers Prime Beast Hunters, I forget the base figure's name, Dark Steel. Dark Steel into Deathsaurus.
Mm-hmm.
The upgrade, okay. I mean, that is an amazing, amazing set.
Most of his stuff is just knocking it out of the park. I have his blaster kit. I have his old Darkwing kit. I have the Deserus kit. I've got the Galvatron is on the way. A number of different things and weapons, all sorts of weapons over the years. He throws them in as bonuses, and he does great, great work.
Yeah, I've gotten a few of his kits. Like I said, the Deathsaurus, I had the Skyjack. I sold it because somebody just like, they saw a picture of it one time, and they're like, man, where can I get that? And I'm like, well, Renderform had them, but they sold out like 2 years ago. And he's like, oh, man. I'm like, you know what? I got my enjoyment out of this. How much would you be willing to pay? And they offered me, I'm like, all right, sure. And I sold it to them. I don't even remember who it was. It's been 5 years ago that was. So, but yeah, it was really awesome. And then you got Non-F. Like I said, he's got some great stuff. He's been doing a lot of really good stuff lately. For example, the Prime Wars Trilogy Insecticons. They looked naked without the rifles. I got the Non-F rifles, and now, you know, Kickback's got his Tommy gun, and, Shrapnel's got his little lightning gun, and Bombshell's got his little Cerebro Cannon gun. Or a grenade launcher. It looks great. They look great. Outback.
Oh yeah.
Titan Returns or Power of the Primes Outback. The little
that gun.
That little gun that goes on the back of the vehicle and everything. He's got it now, and mm-hmm. It looks like it was manufactured and came with the toy. And it was made by a guy. Yeah, Broadside. Titan Returns.
Broadside.
Broadside. Yeah. Battle Trap. He did a kit for Hot Rod. He's doing the Dinobots now. He's
mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the Battle Trap upgrade kit because Battle Trap was naked without the dual laser on his arm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I've got that now. He included a helicopter blade with it. I can't seem to get on there. I'm afraid I break the actual figure taking the old one off. So I didn't use the blade.
I did. It was fine.
Oh, really?
Believe in yourself.
Well, mine looked like it might break if I pried on it too much. So I'm like, eh.
Don't believe in that battle trap.
I really didn't see the difference between them either. I mean, it almost looks like the production one.
It's a little bit longer.
Right? Is it?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like kind of like a centimeter longer. It makes it look a little bit better in both modes.
Hmm. I may give it another try down the road. I mean, I've still got it, but. Yeah, Non-F and Renderform are two of the top people that I would recommend whenever you're getting to, one-on-one. You know, I'm gonna buy an upgrade kit or upgrade accessory for a toy, and it's made by this one dude. Now, Renderform stuff tends to be a very limited production run, and he makes it as he makes it. You know, you send it out. So, you know, some people may get theirs and then some other people may get theirs later on. Non-F, I think he sits down and just makes a bunch of them and puts them up on his website once they're sold out. He either makes more or they're out, you know.
Yeah, there have been delays from both of those producers. And that's, again, you gotta kind of expect that sort of thing. It's
one man shop.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I really used to be a big supporter of Renderform, and now I will not buy anything from him again. Does and fantastic work, but he's now a year and a half behind
on Galvatron
orders. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's just unacceptable. I mean, I got my bits that I didn't get the Galvatron bits. I got the Combaticon bits for combining with Baldicus or Unite with Baldicus, and it took 8 months for that to happen. That's way too long for me to wait.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on the Galvatron, and I pre-ordered that back in May of last year.
Yep.
But my Galvatron, he's all disassembled. I'm doing some other stuff to him on the side, including some Shapeways bits. So I'm kind of okay with that. I don't like the delay, but I've been lazy about upgrading whatever else I was going to upgrade on him anyway. So
yeah, with him specifically, I think it's a lot of delays, and it's a lack of communication about those delays. That's where it was unacceptable to me.
He'll respond. I've spoken to him a couple times on Facebook, and he's busy. I mean, it's sucks.
Oh, definitely. No, yeah. I totally understand. He's a nice guy. I've talked to him.
Well, and you also have to understand these people have 9-to-5 jobs too.
Yep.
They're doing this on the side.
Totally get it. Don't overcommit yourself. Don't leave customers hanging for a year and a half. That's where I am on that. I mean, I appreciate his work. He's very good. It's very high quality. That's too long to wait. That's too long to not talk to somebody.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we've seen it in the third party world too, where, you know, third parties will announce something and it's supposed to be out in June and here it is January and we're still waiting, you know, waiting.
I think it's different though, because you're saying, we were talking about, is that it's a one person operation. It's a personal person deal.
Well, you also have, there's one third party company that is a one person deal and it took him forever to get some of his stuff out. You know, some people were complaining a lot and yeah, it happens. It even happens with third party stuff that's mass produced, as it were. But whenever you have it mass produced at a factory and then assembled by a single person and packaged by a single person, it can take time. It can take a lot of time, especially when that person has a job, has a family, has friends, has a personal life, you know. But you also have to figure out, like you said, Christian, you know, if you got orders to fill, you need to make sure those orders are filled by a certain deadline. And if you can't do that, you either need to get the help or offer some kind of restitution for the wait. I wish the bigger third-party companies would do that. You know, because how long have we waited on, for example, Fans Toys, Berserk? You know, they announced that a year and a half ago, maybe two, and now it's already delayed again. That's their Blitzwing.
Yep.
It's going to be probably close to 2 or 3 years before, from the time it's announced to the time we actually get it in hand, if ever.
I've been waiting for the Fans Project Function Snapdragon and Ape Face since, 2013? They announced those, or showed the renders for them, and they keep just showing the same renders over and over again.
Yeah, it's on our to-do list.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll give you money.
And another example I've got to use off the top of my head are the Gigapower Dinobots. One of the reasons I never jumped on board with the Gigapower Dinobots, they're huge, they're awesome. I would love to have them. However, you know, their Snarl came out, 5 years ago? Every bit of it? And they've only done like Slag and Sludge since. They're just now getting ready to do their Grimlock, and they still got Swoop to go. I'm sorry, I don't want to wait 10 years to complete all 5 Dinobots. That's ridiculous.
It's reasonable.
Reasonable.
I think that's fair.
No, yeah. It's reasonable that you don't want to do
that. It's a reasonable argument, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you get them so much faster from many different places at this point. There's also a lot of competition for the Dinobots, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at this point, though, Fans Toys has already really knocked it out of the park already. So anybody else doing the Dinobots? I mean, Gigapower did kind of get their foot in the door with their Snarl.
Then they delayed.
And in the time that they've put out literally 2 Dinobots, you know, their Sludge came out right after the last Fans. I think Grindr was the last Fans Toy Dinobot released. And their Sludge, I want to say, came out slightly after or right around the same time. So Fans Toys finished up the Dinobots in the same amount of time that Gigapower did, 2, you know. So to me, that's not acceptable as a customer, you know, wanting that product. But whenever you're talking about a single one-man operation, I can give a little leeway, but I also understand Christian's, reservations about doing so. I mean, whenever you order and pay for something other, you don't want to have to sit around and wait a year before you get the product. If I spend money, I would like a reasonable amount of time, you know, before I get the stuff. I don't want that reasonable amount of time unless it's coming from Japan or China and being shipped via sea. I don't want it to take a month. You know, that's my two cents on that, and another rabbit trail that we went off on.
Yeah, well, I like to think I'm a reasonable person. I know it's custom made stuff. I know it's one person doing it. I like to think I'm a reasonable person, but yeah, about 3 months is probably my limit on that sort of stuff. And then when it got to be 6 months, 8 months, I did finally get mine at 9 months. And now Peter's still waiting on his a year and a half later. He paid for it in May of 2017.
This is true.
That's outrageous to me. I've never had the problem with Donef, though. I know that he's had some delays, but I don't think it's been to that degree.
Well, it hasn't been a year and a half, but with the Rewind figure, perfect case in point. I ordered that right when the pre-orders opened or whatever they were, and I waited almost a year for that thing.
But in fairness, did he not have like a medical issue that prevented?
He did have something, and he did, after a while, communicate that there was something wrong. He was delayed with a personal issue, a medical issue, it turned out, and everything was, as far as I'm concerned, everything was made right. So, yeah. No complaints. I continue to buy from him.
With communication, I feel like a lot of things can be made right. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Like I said,
He's made posts. He's made posts explaining he knows he's delayed. He's working on it, and he's sharing other stuff at the same time. And he always, when he always throws in little bonus pieces, whether it's a recolor of something that he's already released. Mm-hmm. You know, he tries to make it right. He tries to go that little extra step. It's a little bit longer this time. I'm going to continue to buy from him.
Yeah, and that's why I think he kind of does the thing like I mentioned earlier. He's got some already mass produced. You know, I mean, he's already like made a huge batch of these mini bought pistols, and he's already got them pre bagged, and it's on his website. You can go and order it. Like, you know, it's not like a pre order. You just order it. And I live a couple states away from me. I ordered something on a Friday. It got to me on Monday. You know,
in North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
South Carolina.
Okay, so it doesn't take long. I mean, Christian, it would probably take a day to get to you, if that.
Typically,
you're in North Carolina.
I'm in North Carolina.
Okay. Yes.
I'm in Louisville, so a little bit longer, but not too much farther. Well, everybody knows where Louisville's at.
I just want to point this out just real quick because it's another one-person, one-stop shop. It's a guy, he's on TFW, Arrival from Cybertron, I believe is his handle, or AFC Mods, and he did this Ironhide kit, which fixes the crotch plate, adds a little bit of height, fixes the spine issue, his head sits flush now, the panel folds down on the back, still fully transforms, it's a little bit liney, so I sanded it down and filled a little bit and painted it all up, but
he doesn't look sad anymore.
He doesn't look sad. His hands can hold weapons now. He still transforms. I love this kit. It's wonderful. So, AFC Mods.
Can you send a link for that? I'll get one for my Hank K. Ratchet.
Absolutely, yeah. And he does Ratchet. He'll pre-print it in and for Ratchet, it's cool because you know Ironhide has the diamond crotch. Mm-hmm. Ratchet didn't have the diamond crotch. Ratchet has a different crotch or a different waist plate. So yeah, it's really cool stuff, and he's working on Trailbreaker 2.
Zaldron in the YouTube chat asked, "Who did the Ironhide again?"
It's Arrival from Cybertron or AFC Mods. I think it's at AFC Mods. It's on. He's on Facebook, and he's on TFW on the board somewhere. I can put the link in the comments on the YouTube.
I'm curious, how long ago did that come out? How many years was it between when the figure released and when that mod released?
The figure came out in, 2009 or 2008? I got the kit last year, I want to say last summer, and it took me a couple weeks to get it all sanded, filled, and painted, but once it was done,
Isn't that fun, though? 10 years of sad Ironhide? Because I've had him on the shelf forever, too, thinking, he really needs something. But 10 years later...
He stood for 10 years sad. I look so terrible. I need an upgrade kit.
I'm gonna get one for Shatterglass Soundwave.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Sir Soundwave.
You know, I'm kind of wondering where my thought went. It totally
nice. I found it.
What was my thought? I had a thought. It was on the tip of my tongue. Jeez. Well, awkward silence here. You guys have any thoughts on any other thoughts? Anna?
Yeah, I would just say something I really wanted to ask Trent if he was here was what the motivation was for these guys to make these parts and figures. Because I'm just going to go out there and guess, having tried like crafting a little bit before I went back to grad school, that there's not much money in it. That you're not going to get rich off be like, I made this really cool gun that everybody wants for their figure from, or I made an upgrade for an Ironhide figure from 10 years ago. I'm imagining that doesn't get you rich. So I'm curious, like, is the motivation like personal? Like, I hate how this figure looks and want to fix it myself and share it with others. Is it like a fan service type thing? I just really wonder about that.
It is. That is a good question. And like I said, I wish Trent had been able to been on here to answer that. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he can answer it sometime soon in the near future. You know, an upgrade kit, just the thought just occurred to me that an upgrade kit that I would love to see, maybe from non-F or even render form, is something that you can, like, take the back of a Prime Master off of and turn them into an actual Power Master. You know, make like a little engine back. I would love to see an adapter kit for Darkwing and Dreadwind. I'm sorry, Blackwing and Dreadwind. That would turn their Prime Masters into, or turn a Prime Master into an actual Power Master. And
those are available.
Well, is there like a like something that can actually clip onto the back of their... Yeah, I wish...
That's the part that's like...
Yeah, both parts. You know, there's a an engine part and a part that would clip them onto the jets.
Couldn't they still just clip on using the prime armor though? The hands.
It's could, a bit
it's
big
really
though.
Clunky.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I know. For going back to Shapeways and Darkwing and Dreadwind, or whenever they do come out, Buster and Hydra. There's a really nice upgrade kit, and I don't remember who it's by right now, but I have it in my cart. It's new forearms, new hands, new shins. And new chest bits for both of the figures to make them look more like, you know, look less like Skydiver, whatever mold that they were. Mm-hmm. And it looks pretty good. I can't wait to get those ordered and get started on them.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have any closing thoughts on creating your own figures or, you know, upgrade sets and add-on kits?
Should we just all list off our dream upgrades and figures?
I think I just listed mine. So I just listed mine, those Power Master upgrades. That would be a good idea. Go ahead and list yours.
Personally, it would just be, and I think there's a few out there already, but heads for the headmasters that weren't actually headmasters. Like, you know, I have the Nautica from that set, but I really don't like how the headmaster works on her at all. I would really just like a normal head for her. So that would be kind of my dream, is to go back and make like
de-headmasterized
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, the ones that aren't really headmasters in the canon, and they're just kind of like, they got these awkward boxy heads when they don't need them. I would kind
there
of like
kits for that.
The option to get some of those. I have to look.
Some of them are out there. I did that. I took the Brawn face, and there's a kit, and then I put it on Eye Gear Hench, so now it's a normal-looking Brawn without a headmaster gimmick and on the Eye Gear Hench, so that's my Brawn. But anyway, yeah, there are more headbacker things out there to de-headmaster your headmasters.
De-headmaster your headmasters. Christian, you have one?
I don't know if I have a dream upgrade kit. I'm sure as soon as we go off the air, I'll think of one. But I do have a closing thought, and it's that I really like Shapeways for the ability to make my own stuff. Like, you or I could just decide we want a thing, mock it up, get it printed, and it's here next week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's awesome. I don't have to wait for another company to do it. I don't have to wait for Hasbro to reissue it with something better. I can make that piece that I need right now. And that's really cool.
And, you know, it's been said time and again, I'm sure that Hasbro down the road, you know, in another 10 years, I can see whenever 3D printing is more refined and, you know, more accessible, even more accessible than Shapeways. You know, when virtually every home will have a 3D printer in their home, like we have printers today, or a lot of people will. You know, Hasbro may start selling custom CAD files for people to print off their own figures. You know, I could see that happening in 10 to 15 years.
You know, Hasbro did support some sort of My Little Pony.
Yeah, they've made some inroads to that end. Yeah. So that's why I say, you know, it could happen. It really could.
I think I heard that they bought a small printer maker. Like, they bought a company that makes 3D printers for homes,
mm-hmm.
so they can market themselves. I think I heard that. Don't quote me on that, though. It's been a while.
And even to that end, at that point, for their mass release retail figures, you know, let's say there's a design flaw that is, you know, plaguing certain figures. Rather than issue a recall, okay, put up a CAD file. Here's a fixed part. That's download cool. and print this.
That would be cool.
It will fix your figure. You know, and it's virtually no cost to them except for, you know, the design, you know, paying a CAD designer to sit down and an engineer and make this. You know, and, you know, the actual product cost is on the end consumer. So, you know, making replacement parts, that would be a possibility for Hasbro.
Yep. If they want to start doing that now, I see them doing it for game pieces.
Yeah. Upgrade sets. Not you know, the Hasbro doing their own upgrade sets.
Game stuff. You lost your Monopoly pieces. Now you can reprint them. Done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or going.
Yeah, I can see that, actually.
Go ahead.
Actually work really well right now because a lot of libraries are buying 3D printers and opening them to the communities. Like all the libraries near me, you can go in and 3D print things. Yeah, and I think they limit how much you can do in a week, but it's free to the community. So, you know, if you needed just one fixed part that you found on a CAD file, you could go do it if you know how to use it.
Either that or, you know, Hasbro saying, okay, we're not going to include pistols and swords with our action figures, but if you want a pistol or sword for your action figure, here's a CAD file made by Hasbro, and Hasbro still gets the money from it. Put it on Shapeways, boom, download it. Yeah,
you just suggested DLC for action figures.
Correct. Yep.
Downloadable content.
That's a really good way to put that.
Yeah. Microtransaction action figures.
Yikes!
It's going to happen, people. I mean, I'm sure I'm not the first one that thought of that. So, yeah. But I think we've had some good discussion here, even though, you know, our guest wasn't able to meet up with us today. You know, we still had some good discussions on the topic. Hope you guys have learned a little bit about it and enjoyed listening to us ramble on about it. Maybe you learned some things that you hadn't and heard of some items that you hadn't before. You know, that's some really great stuff. Looking ahead, next week will be our 300th episode of TFYLP. And we're trying to get together a really cool episode. Anna is actually working with me. And we're going to have a special episode. You know, the 300th episode of TFYLP, I think, is a special mile mark. But also using a special topic of female collectors in the Transformers fandom. You know, Anna is one, and, you know, we've all known or met several, and I know Claire Peterson is going to join us next week. Looking forward to that. She's a really cool person. I believe I've met her once at a convention. We're going to talk about Lady Transformer collectors. You know, I mean, they're out there, but, you know, in a toy line that is predominantly marketed at and targeted toward a boys and everything, you have female collectors, and it just goes to show you the widespread appeal of the franchise and brand. And we're going to expand on that a little bit, or maybe a lot, next week, and I hope you guys look forward to and are interested in hearing that. please like and share and subscribe to us here on our YouTube channel and also on our audio outlets wherever you download the audio version of this podcast. Please like and share and subscribe that to, you know, getting word of mouth out there, letting people know. I haven't paid for a single ad except for a couple print ads. I'll take that back. You know, TFCon, Canada. Oh, that's an ad, but I haven't paid for any Google ads or anything like that. I want TFYLP to get out there word of mouth because, honestly, that's the best advertisement you can get. If people like you good enough to recommend you to other people, to me, that is the best advertisement of them all. And, you know, like with our Patreon, like you see the link up there at the top of the screen, patreon.com/TFYLP. It's how we continue each and every month. You know, I'm actually getting ready to renew the server for another year. And that's going to come out of the Patreon. Without that, I couldn't afford it right now because of, certain things. I've, had a recent hospital stay. I've got truck payments and stuff. It's really difficult for me to come up with stuff each and every month just to keep this podcast going. And without you guys, it wouldn't be possible to do TFYLP. So TFYLP is here because of the fans, and not just for the fans, but because of the fans. And we thank you wholeheartedly each and every month to those who support us each and every month. And also support our supporters, such as CapturePrey.com, great toys, great prices, great service. You can save even more on orders of $150 or more at CapturePrey.com. And you can also get free domestic shipping on orders of $150 or more. And then there's also this little thing called what, Christian?
Stasis Pod.
Stasis Pod. Yes. You can order now and ship later. Save on your orders. If you just order a $50 toy now and a $100 toy later, ship them both at once and save on shipping. CapturePrey.com, great toys, great prices, great service. And also go to Ripped Apparel if you like cool t-shirts, posters, whatever floats your boat. Check out Ripped Apparel, and on your checkout cart, go down to the promo code and enter TFYLP Pod, all capital letters, and you will save 10% on your order at Ripped Apparel. That is to say, if they don't already have a pre-existing better deal going on, you know, like a 15% off or something, but usually the 10% off is a good deal. So TFYLP Pod is a promo code you use there. Thank you everybody for joining us this week. You guys have a great weekend, Labor Day weekend this weekend. I know I'm going to do a lot of sleeping because I didn't get a lot this week. Yeah, that's like last night I got 4 hours. And, you know. Yesterday I got 3.5. So 7.5 hours of sleep in 2 days. Some people go on less. What is this nap thing you speak of?
Do it right now.
You're speaking foreign language. Foreign languages. Yes. All right, guys. Thank you all for joining us this week. We'll see you next time on TFYLP. Good night, everybody.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.